The 19th of April 2009 is the statutory deadline for payment of any outstanding pay-as-you-earn, Class 1 national insurance contributions, and any construction industry scheme deductions. This year, the 19th is on a Sunday, so we have to work to the 17th of April. The 22nd of April, of course, is the electronic payment deadline, the extra few days given by HMRC. But again, we have to remember that payment must be received by the revenue by that deadline, so it's no good handing in a cheque on that date. The next date is an important date, the 19th of May statutory deadline date for the submission of the returns, which I've mentioned already, and again the extra 7 days by concession. Then we come to the 31st of May, the statutory deadline for a paper P60 to be provided to employees. I emphasise paper because that's what the law requires, and it wouldn't be good enough to email somebody a copy. You are nowadays allowed to provide copies or duplicates to employees, but these have to be marked copy or duplicate. Our next deadline is the 6th of July, and there are some multiple deadlines for that day. The 6th of July, first of all, is the P11D and P9D deadline for the return of expense payments and benefits in kind. It's also the deadline for the return of the P11DB return of Class 1A national insurance contributions, linked to the P11Ds, of course. Also linked to the P11Ds on the 6th of July is the requirement for a third party provider of benefits to give notice to the employee. This could easily happen, say with a garage dealership, where a finance company gives vouchers or other rewards to employees of the garage dealership for selling cars using their finance. Those third-party benefits have to be notified to the employees. They have to be told the cash equivalent by the 6th of July after the end of the year. The 6th of July, again, a significant date for PAYE settlement agreements. These agreements which many employers have with the revenue to deal with taxable expense payments or benefits in kind, which they don't want to report on a P11D. Well, the 6th of July is the final date after the end of the tax year by which a PSA agreement has to be signed. And importantly, it's a date by which an agreement previously signed could be amended. We next come to a very important date, the 19th of July statutory date for the payment of Class 1A NICs. Again, if you're looking at the slide, you'll see I've got in red the 17th because the 19th is on a Sunday. And again, in brackets, the 22nd is the electronic payment deadline, which is very useful if a client misses the first deadline. I have a question mark against the 31st of August deadline for the PAY settlement agreement calculations. The reason for the question mark is that many tax offices will issue an agreement with a 6th of July deadline for the calculations to be submitted. That is not a statutory deadline. And in every case that I deal with, I will have the agreement signed on the basis of being given until the 31st of August to produce the computations. Certainly my clients tend to need more time. And what we have to recognise is that we have to work to a payment date, as the slide shows, of the 19th of October 2009, again 22nd of October for electronic payment. That's the payment deadline for the PAYE settlement agreement, Class 1B NIC and the income tax that's payable on a grossed-up basis.